you can hear me now. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 19 minutes past 12. The sun rises here. Another day, and we're on the job, making sure every moment counts as we bring to you conversations from around town. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. So first of all, you know this is your formal talk radio station. And then after that, what is necessary is to know that I'm your host. And my name is Joyce Unyemua. All right, so yesterday after the show, I went home, try to rest, and then I think I wasn't on the internet until I went to the internet about 6 p.m. and there were reports coming out of Olu Imo State, and I tried to trace the origin of the problem, and I kind of found conflicting reports, people giving us different reasons as to what led to a shootout between I don't know whether it's perfect or most appropriate to say it's a shootout, but the videos that kind of emerged showed some people dead on the floor, military personnel on the streets. I even saw a particular video clip that looked like, I mean, I cannot say it's a war zone, but I saw military personnel in the middle of the road, about three of them laying on the floor aiming at something or someone. And first of all, it's a little confusing because you don't know what to make of it. And then I was looking for some information, just anything, to say this is what's happening. I mean, on one hand, it looks very concerning, and then it is terrifying. And then you want to know what is happening. So because I'm not too clear as to, I mean, I have something, but I don't think it's solid enough. So for that reason, I would not necessarily make it an actual conversation where I give you a platform to speak on the issue. But if you're from Olu Imo State, chances are you've spoken to your relatives and you might have another account of pretty much what is happening there. I would love for you to at some point seize the opportunity to call the radio station and just let us know what your people are saying. Some people are saying that they're calling their family members out there in Imo State, and you know, given their perspective, they're given accounts of what they see or pretty much what they're confronted with. So if you've spoken to a family member, if you're from that end of town, and you have any kind of information, I will appreciate it. But also do well to make sure it's honest and accurate, just so that we do not escalate any, I mean, we don't make worse a bad situation. Yeah. So that's really what's happening. I woke up this morning and I realized that there's been a curfew. Now there's a dusk till dawn curfew in Imo State. We'll furnish you with more information as we find them. Meanwhile, yesterday on the show, Lai Mohammed was in the news saying that Nigerians pretty much would need to understand that security has gotten better. So yes, let's talk about that. It would appear that the citizens of the nation might be paranoid. He doesn't quite say this is exactly what security should be, but he thinks it's certainly better considering where we had been in 2015. I'll share an actual audio clip that I actually found of channels, and then you can have the opportunity to see, I mean, to hear him at least explain what he meant by that, and you would have the opportunity to talk about that. Second hour, we do intend to look at police, the police unit, and the fact that the Inspector General is saying that some young people, particularly participants of the NSARS movement, have shown interest in joining the police force. And you know what? Maybe we should address that conversation once and again. And this time, look at it from the possibility that, I mean, look at it from, yeah, the possibility that you might have a desire to join the unit. So maybe I think I'm trying to find out whether you've ever had a desire to join the unit. What exactly about the unit endears you? What do you find attractive about it? Is it for love of nation, for honor of land? Yeah, we're going to be talking about that in the second hour. And then we have Dr. at half two. We're back at it. My name is Joyce. You're on the sunny side. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the fact that security is set to be better. Actually, according to Lai Mohammed, information minister, he boasted on Monday, saying despite rising security challenges facing the nation, Nigeria is still safer under President Muhammad Buhari than what he met on assumption of office in the year 2015. It's worthy of note. But today on Open Thoughts, I want to find out what you think about it. But just before you have the privilege of calling in and sharing your view, I think it's necessary that you hear what Information Minister had to say about security in Nigeria.
The government to Friday, plan as it says.
If I can say, in all honesty, whether the situation in the country today is better than what we met it. And I have no hesitation in saying yes. Nigeria today is facing three challenges, but it's by far better than what we met. And what do I mean? Prior to 2015, bombings, suicide bombings, attacks by Boko Haram were taking place in at least 12 states of the Federation. Plateau, Kano, Kaduna, Bauchi, Yobe, not even Abuja was spared. And if you look at the number of lives that were lost before then and today, there's no doubt that, yes, we have challenges, but we are much better than what it was. Again, before now, virtually a day passed without one lady or one misguided extremist blowing herself or himself up in the marketplace. When last did we hear that? Prior to 2015, how many local governments in the entire Northeast could open their roads? How many schools were operating there? I personally went with some of you here to Bama, Kauri, Konduga, and Maiduguri, 2015. December 5, I remember very well. Between Maiduguri and Bama, it's about 78 kilometers. I think we did not meet one singular vehicle on the road that year. When we got to Bama, there was no single house standing. So when people compare 2015 today, I think it's because we get used to good things. We forget the bad times. How many times did Boko Haram visit Abuja here prior to 2015? How many media houses were victims of Boko Haram bombings? Yes, we have challenges like we have all over the world. And we are rising up to those challenges. But to say that our Nigeria is not as is less safe than 2015 is not correct. And the second half of your question, I think, has to do with the situation in the Southwest. Yes, we have challenges in the Southwest, but I can assure you, it's been taken very good care of. Most military and political leaders are on top of the matter. I think those are the two questions that I've asked.
Welcome. If you have just tuned in, we're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. You have just heard a video excerpt, thanks to CNN Television. That's exactly where I got that from. Channels Television. That's exactly where I got that excerpt from. And it's on the state of security. If we understand it to be safety against terrorism and war, Information Minister would have us believe that it is better in comparison to what the nation was, or the state of the nation in 2015. You, as a Nigerian, have lived and observed the state of the nation, whether it's progress. Well, I would believe that you might have an angle that speaks to the progression of our security. Maybe in your view, you would love to believe that it has become better, or you might think otherwise. Some of you might be persuaded to disagree. Some of you might have reasons to agree. It's all on Nigeria Info. Now let's talk. 0700-993-993-993 as we press right into the heart of the matter. My name is Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, it baffles me if somebody who is a learned man like a lie. I'm sorry, my name is Adi Matthias.
Welcome.
And I'm calling you.
Thank
you. It baffles me when you give people jobs to do, they always try to favor their own ways. It baffles me when somebody learned, a father like Lai Mohammed, who knows what is happening in the country, will come out on media and be telling people lies. I'm be telling you this. 2015 to now, the 4 years or 6 years of the previous government compared to now, where you go, you are a journalist, go and do your findings and look at what has happened in this nation up to now. If Nigeria could be ranked third most terrorist country in the world, in the past administration, it was not there. It wasn't like this one there. But we are the third most terrorist country in the world. When other places that cannot do business with Nigeria, the masses are being. Go to the little place in Shumulu where we live. Go in the evening and be seeing what boys are doing. Stop somebody on the bike several times because they know me. If I was driving, I would come back from there. So, boy, I say, be very careful. Ah, when they see me, they say, nah, bro, they will begin to go their own way. You understand?
Yeah.
Go to the street in Lagos. No place that is safe. Like the guy was taking that interview yesterday on channels. Go to the places I see. Those are places we travel. I work for a telecom company. I'm a vast traveler. Up to Maradi, the first man that was bombed in Kaduna, it was my company man that was bombed. The first that was bombed in Chumbi, in Chibok, it was my company man. I don't know why people will just sit down. Elia Mohammed will just sit down and be talking all this thing he's talking to. It is so ashamed. It's so appalling for an elderly man like him. It is wrong.
All right.
Very, very wrong, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the sunny side. What's your name? Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here. Welcome.
Francis calling from here.
Thank you very much, Francis. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Joyce, I listened to Lai Mohammed yesterday.
Yeah. Do you agree?
It's rather unfortunate for an elderly man to come on the air and start telling the entire world lies. We all know the current security situation in the country.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was killed in 2018 under this government.
Oh.
I will never forgive this government. I will never forgive them.
Where was he killed?
Was killed in Lagos. I wish and I appeal to the Northerners in Lagos. Let them call and update us.
Okay.
As many of them that is listening to this program online.
Yeah.
Let them put up a call and they update the Nigerians, the current security situation in the north.
Yeah.
For Lai Mohammed, let him dare travel to that those five areas that he mentioned in the north.
Mm-hmm.
Let him dare travel to that place now. Whether he will come back alive, let Lai Mohammed come and tell us.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. You're on the sunny side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. Well, Information Minister would have us compare our security state to that of 2015. And he believes that it's better off now than it was back then. And Nigerians certainly have an opportunity to speak in that regard. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Turn off your radio.
Good morning.
Turn off your radio.
Okay, I've done.
You need to turn off your radio, okay?
Yeah, I've done that.
No, you haven't done that.
Oh.
Turn off your radio.
All right. I'm not surprised because if his name is Lai Mohammed, what does he expect from him? How can an old man like this come outside and be saying this on social media? Look at what people are passing through in Lagos. Not only in Lagos, even in the north. My friend living that Boni is talking about, they can't move outside, my dear sister. Things are getting, in fact, it's getting worse than I then met it. If you return the country back to 2050, the way they met it, this government is, if I get, I don't know. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. It would appear that so far we've not had Nigerians who might agree. So let's see. We're still on this 0700-993-993-993. You're on the sunny side. What's your name?
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Tell us your name.
Yeah. Mohammed, my name.
Mohammed, we're happy to have you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria.
I'm calling from Abuja.
You're calling from Abuja?
Yeah, I settled between Abuja and Maiduguri.
Oh, great. Thank you
for calling. Because we need to actually get things right and get correct information.
Okay.
The audio you played about the Honorable Minister is very, very much on point.
Very on point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very well. Please, let Nigerians know, and those that are not in the Northeast and don't know the situation we were in 2014, should not just sit down and live on the rhetoric of just disbelief. Mm-hmm. Because you sit down and you corner yourself in Lagos. You don't know what is happening and you pass judgment because of maybe political affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you this, I live in Maiduguri and I shuttle between Maiduguri and Abuja.
Okay.
As we speak, I can move around Abuja without fear of anything. Before now, you cannot do that.
Oh, bomb, really?
You can't bomb anywhere in Abuja, Kaduna, Zaria, everywhere. And today I tell you, girl, it's not the same. Yeah, we have militancy and banditry, but It's not as being said. Yeah.
Pardon me, let me interrupt you. When you say it's not as being said, do you suppose that the reports about militancy, kidnapping, killings, invasion is a little exaggerated? You think people are not necessarily... Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I tell you this. It's highly exaggerated. Highly. I move between Abuja and Kaduna every day on road by road. The same road that people cannot follow. I pass through even to Damatun to Maiduguri.
Oh.
I have a company that supplies products between Maiduguri and Damatun and Yobe on a daily basis. I'm telling you, sometimes Boko Haram will come on the road, just, you know, soft target attack.
Okay.
They attack and run away.
Yeah, but they're attacking people, aren't they? They're not attacking the air, they're attacking people.
Yeah, they attack people as said, they attack on soft targets.
Okay.
It don't come out like before where they stand and remain there. It's not possible.
Okay, but have you heard about, for example, the herdsmen and the story surrounding their movement around Nigeria? Some people are reporting that their farms are being destroyed. Some people are being killed on their own farms. Have you heard about that?
Joy, yeah. God bless you. God bless you. That one too is over exaggerated.
That's also over exaggerated.
Seriously. See, the earlier we understand we do not have another country other than Nigeria, the better for all of us. You know, I'm telling you, the government, unfortunately, does not have mouthpiece. That's why a lot of people call on your station. Yesterday, I tried getting you reaching yesterday and couldn't. You know, I couldn't get across.
Okay.
But I appreciate your program, and I tell you this, things are not the same.
You believe that things are better, the country is safer?
No, country is safer now with regard
to security.
Boko Haram terrorism. I'm talking of terrorism now.
Oh, specifically terrorism.
Terrorism, yes. That has been brought to under control.
Okay.
Banditry and kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
That is another dimension of the challenge.
And that isn't better, is it?
That side is not better.
Okay.
We're here to see the proof.
Okay, so I do appreciate that you've been able to logically separate one from the other. You're not lumping them together. So one is terrorism and...
Terrorism.
Yeah,
that's
so that's
terrorism.
Gotten better.
Better.
But insecurity is worse now.
Policing with regard to kidnapping
and
banditry has risen.
risen.
Significantly, yeah.
Thank you very much for your honesty.
Significantly, and I tell you, that challenge is Nigerian challenge. It is a challenge that is a manifestation of lack of investment in security of the whole country for the past 40 years. It's not today.
Okay.
Even the last government, Jonathan, they have done their best. But the issue is this, the resources. We do not have the resources. Actually, we feel we have money. We don't have. As a nation, just I need to tell you this, and I need to elaborate this to Nigeria. I tell you this, I make research on military expenditure and defense funding.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
What is? Hello, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Please go ahead.
Has not been up to 30%. I give you an instance. Nigerian Air Force, I just give you an instance. One service. Nigerian Air Force requires average of 80 billion naira every year to fund their operation. Nigerian Air Force, as of today, you can Google it and find out. Even Nigerian Navy and Nigerian Army, they do not get up to 30% of that. That thing, we don't have the resources. We are managing what we have.
Okay. And then,
the policing situation, the policing gap has been established for so long.
Mm.
Nigerian police, how many are there in Lagos? Let's tell ourselves, how many stations do we have? How many people man actually on governable scale?
Mm-hmm.
That's why criminal is not easy. We will get there.
All right.
But it's not overnight. It's not overnight. So what the minister said...
You agree with that?
I totally agree with him.
Brilliant.
These are no moving forward. I can move between Abuja and Kaduna now. I can move between Abuja, go to even nightclub. Enjoy yourself. Before you can't do that.
Oh.
We're everywhere. Yes.
All right.
That was out there. Was UN building, bombing, YAM building. And let's have bombing that time. We were all Nigerians. Let's tell ourselves the truth.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling and giving us your... and giving us your account and perspective. I do appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
God bless you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. If you have just tuned in, well, you can see it's playing down and playing out. Welcome. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
I appreciate the last call, honestly, because at times we don't know anything. We don't know now. When we come to talk of this government and their comparison, and we see people come from the place of experience, you see, must see all that is complaining or criticizing. We don't know anything. We've not experienced anything.
So you agree with the last caller?
My name is Ebuka. I agree to an extent that terrorism is reduced. But Joyce, when the man talk of security, food security, is it good? As in, are we really fought against food security? Policy security, are we really fought against it? Because the last caller was making a point that it's Nigerian thing. That now will take me to ask this government, can you stop comparing yourself with the past government and take us out of where we think or where we've been to another place? Because the former, the second to the last caller said something, when you go to Shomolu, when you go to the street, they say, listen, did they run people's streets? Did they run streets? That is, did they collect money from people, collect your items, phone? The other day, one of your OAT on another station was robbed of her items. You get, and this thing is happening in this country because of what? Say poverty. Say because of that means of livelihood is not there. Employment is not there. And all this now, security challenges.
So you think 2015 is worse than how we have it today? Or you think today is not as bad as 2015?
My sister, looking at back 2015, some people will say, take us back to 2015 because I got to get talking about this government because of this very thing.
All right.
Because of insecurity, policy, dollars, name it, food security. 20 now. No, okay, I wanted to travel to Abuja for my convocation 2019. But we're hearing news that if you travel by road, you better book flight. Somebody will book flight, not until COVID-19 happens. And no, people that booked their flight, everything just went on the Zoom. And because of what? The security on the road, they will be alarming. People will be shouting. Now, Joyce, look, think of this. This government, they fight social media. They fight journalism, right? And you are into journalism. And you know how they try to tackle people's views or social media hate, cynicals. So what will come to, as in...
All right.
It's all
Thank
good.
You.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for calling. Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Sam is here. Good afternoon to you, Sam. And welcome.
Hello, guys.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Security in Nigeria.
Yeah, do you agree with Lai Mohammed?
How will I agree? How will I agree with that? In 2015, were you hearing bandits? There are bandits operating in Zafara. Now there are bandits everywhere in Kebbi, in Niger. They are coming down. As at 2015, we are not hearing of them. We are only hearing of Boko Haram. Now you now have bandits in addition to it. X-Men in addition to it. I just, about 2 hours ago, I phoned my brother in the village. He said, X-Men came, they ate their yam. And the crops they planted. Mm-hmm. They have to go, they camp inside the forest. You have to go and meet the vigilante to meet them so that they can pay for their food crop. They were not coming down before. But at that, I'm from the northern part of Edo State. You are saying that security is better.
Mm-hmm.
Within these 2 years or 2 years or so, the former chairman of Isako East was killed, and they were said that is by the purported S-men. Okay, the one that followed him by December, this past December, was kidnapped. And it took the intervention of soldiers that were going to the north to free the man from the forest.
Wow. Okay.
Are you telling me this man is telling us that it was not happening in the south before?
All right. Okay.
Now it is coming down. It has overrun the whole north and it's coming down. Because we are in Lagos, where one day it will get to us. By that time, everybody will know what is happening.
Thank you very much.
Security is more better.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Someone just sent me a message saying, Joyce, please tell that our brother who just called from Abuja that he should please remember that in 2015, the U.S. government deployed U.S. military to fight Boko Haram, and not much came out of it. If not much came out of it in 2015, how can he agree that things are better? The sunny side. My name is Joyce. Welcome. This is Francis, and we're comparing our reality, our Nigerian reality, from 2015 till now. Minister of Information will have us believe that it's gotten better. So Nigerians certainly have a platform to speak on this. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Your name is Francis. We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yes. Afternoon. I called earlier on. My call dropped down.
All right. Okay.
Yes. Joyce, if you could recall back, last month ago, a Northerner called this radio station,
okay,
99.2, and the man said something that struck me.
Okay,
he said that when Goodluck Jonathan was the president of Nigeria, he was the president of Nigeria, but he was not in command of army. Joyce, if I may ask, what did we as Nigerians make out of that? Why, if Jonathan was not in command of the army, why won't insecurity be much? Because the man is not controlling the security system. So his order is not being obeyed. So why won't we have insecurity then?
Okay.
Then now the Northerners in the position of power, is in control of the army, then we are still having insecurity. Why? And Lai Mohammed will come on the air and tell us that there is no longer, the insecurity is not as bad as at that in 2015. It's quite unfortunate because we Nigerians allow this.
Right.
We can't try this. We can't try this in other client. If there is, the people will protest. I'm just not angry with this man.
It's okay. I mean, the benefit of conversation is so that we can all understand each other and understand the problems we're confronted with. So don't be angry. Let's see whether
we can tell some of your callers? We are not over-directing anything. We are not trying to paint the government bad here. But this is the reality on ground.
Yeah, it's okay. If that's your view, you should state it boldly. If you feel you want to speak on that, say it. Because I don't want to tell people what to think, because it's a Nigerian reality, meaning that pretty much every Nigerian would have something to say about this. So I don't want to be the one telling people what to say. You get it?
Okay, Josh.
Yeah, so if you feel that it's not being over-exaggerated, then please state it. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. The Sunny Side, we're happy to have you here. Who's that? What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Jokomo. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon to you. I'm happy to have you here. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yes, I'm in Nigeria.
Okay, we're happy to
have you. If you remember the former jingle in Radio Nigeria, Nigeria belongs to all of us. I must do better for them. But under this very ineptitude government, Nigeria is no longer for Nigeria. Remember what the professor said, Professor Akimabo Gunje? He said the present leadership are building the empire for the North. Can you imagine somebody saying Nigeria belongs to them? Who are they? Who are the Fulanis saying Nigeria belongs to them? If they remember that jingle that Nigeria belongs to every Nigerian, I'm sorry for Lai Mohammed.
So are you saying...
Have you, an elderly man saying lies. It's already splitting the APC in Kwara in North State for greed. You should remember tomorrow. This government has not done anything in terms of security. Nigerians are being killed at will, anywhere, anytime. And they are trying to compare themselves with the past government. They were the ones that were planting on those bombs, those Syrians, to discredit the government. So they should not tell us rubbish.
Hold on a second. Why would you say... So that's the problem. I understand that sometimes your biases need an outlet. You have to be careful when you allow bias overrun reason. It's necessary that you are careful to not allow bias overrun reason. The essence of reason is so that you can articulate solid judgment. And please... Don't call the radio station, throw out a bias, and then hang up because you want an opportunity to speak on a different day on the issue. If I feel like you're that kind of person, I would not entertain your view again. Do you understand that? Because we don't want to have things that might be inciting or things that stir people to anger or hate, okay? This is a dialogue, and you have a right to your position or point of view. So let's make this work for all Nigerians. My name is Joyce. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number. And it's good judgment over bias. When we come back, the conversation continues.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
We're right back at it. Good afternoon to you and welcome. It's 2 minutes past 1 p.m. on The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. It's open thought, but open enough for every Nigerian to have a point of view. Well, is Nigeria safer in comparison to how the state has been or was in 2015? Well, if you have been Nigerian enough between 2015 and 2021, you have a position, a viewpoint, and an agreement or disagreement to that statement by the Information Minister, Lai Mohammed. Welcome to The Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hi, Joyce Onyemowa.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Welcome. What's your name?
Joyce.
Yes.
You know, some of us believe that every rat with a pointed nose is from American Zoo. You know that?
No, I don't.
But I want to tell them, you have a rat with a pointed nose at Ibadan Zoo here. You will find it there. So for Chief Alhaji Lai Mohammed, 2023 is around the corner. He want to market this party again to Nigerians. And for those who still tell us that the security whatever is better now, ha, God. George, you've been hearing stories now, how people are dying. Is it the one that happened of the other day at Oyo? This herdsman, even my village, as remote as my place in Delta State, and they will come to tell me that those Fulanis are non-Nigerians.
Yeah.
How can non-Fulani, Nigerians non-Fulani, will know Osisa in Ndokwa enter the bush, killing women, raping them, and some people will call and be defending them that not all Fulanis are bad. But when the Ijaw boys were misbehaving, all the youth in Ijaw, in Niger Delta.
All right.
Making excuses. Oh, these Fulanis are not Nigerian Fulani. They are from Senegal. They are from Cameroon. No! Lai Mohammed.
Okay.
I want to wish him well. This Afodimpa politics is playing with Nigerian life. Thank God it's affecting his people now. Southwest, yeah. 2023. He wants to market APC once more. George, you remember what I told you the other day? What happened to Nigerians? You remember?
No, I can't remember everything.
I said, no, Nigeria. Have you forgotten?
Okay.
Nigerians, no.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side. Grandma is calling from Maiduguri. Okay, good afternoon to you and welcome to Nigeria Info. Grandma, we're happy to have you.
Thank you. You're welcome. So, my name is Grandma. I'm calling from Maiduguri.
Thank you very much for calling.
So, yeah, I've been following your program for the past few days.
Nice.
And it's a very interesting topic nowadays.
Is it?
The issue of security situation, has it improved or not?
Yeah.
Or it has been better nowadays than before?
Mm-hmm.
Well, security situation is a very broader topic.
Okay.
It's a very big discussion. We can't say security did not improve or it really improved.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are going out from one problem and coming into another, so you can't say the security situation has improved. Whether it is Boko Haram, whether it is herdsmen, whether it is militancy,
yeah,
whether it is banditry, it is all insecurity and it is all form of terrorism. Anybody that is creating havoc to the Nigerian state is called terrorism. Because you cannot say you defeat Boko Haram and banditry is given birth in the Northwest. We don't even know whether the people that are operating in the Northwest are same Boko Haram that have changed tactics and location. If you are saying you have defeated Boko Haram in the Northeast, and if the Northwest is boiling, or if the Southeast is proclaiming IPOP, or if from the Southwest somebody is saying one particular ethnic group should vacate, you are not winning anything.
Oh, thank you.
But we must appreciate the effort of our gallant forces. They are also Nigerians.
Yeah.
They are also part of the pain. They have lost loved ones. A lot of officers have died. A lot of officers have lost their lives on duty.
Yeah.
So there is no way we can say that nobody is doing anything. But as a whole, there is a really, really serious situation on ground that needs to be addressed.
When you compare it to 2015, does it appear that the problems have reduced when it comes to whether terrorism or insecurity? Or is it worse now when you put all of that together?
If you are now dividing insecurity and terrorism, you are just trying to sugarcoat it. Insecurity is insecurity.
Well,
it's the same thing.
We had a brother from Abuja who called in just before you did. And he tried to separate.
I listened to Mohammed. Okay. I listened to him.
Yeah.
He said terrorism is over, but banditry is not. So if Boko Haram comes, they ransack communities, they ransack towns, they kidnap people, they maim people, they kill people. So also banditry are doing the same thing with what Boko Haram is doing.
Yeah, that is actually very specific.
Why do I have to separate the name of Boko Haram with that of banditry because they operate in different locations or they have different names, but their sole aim is to create havoc and to insert fear in the Nigerian society?
Meaning that nothing has changed then, so it's not saying that it's not better.
That's what I am saying.
Yeah.
So if you are now saying you are finished with Northeast, and if the Northwest is boiling and that it is a new thing, so you can't say you have defeated anything. So all you have to say, okay, if you want to talk, please be a little bit sensitive to the Nigerian society. Yes, we have finished so-and-so in the Northwest, in the Northeast, and we are now facing so-and-so challenges in the Northwest. We are facing so-and-so challenges in the South. No, it is better that way than for you to say things have improved. In pre-2015, we were dealing with Boko Haram. We were dealing with the United States militancy. We experienced the October 1 bombing by United States militants. So tell me, now we don't have Northwest banditry at that time. So, but even before that, the North Central is on fire. Kaduna were aware of the Kaduna incident during Obasanjo, the Jos incident during Obasanjo. Mm. So it has been a lingering problem for a very long time. Yeah. So you cannot say we have improved or we are better. No, things have gotten worse. Things have gotten worse. Since before you can travel all the way from Maiduguri to Lagos, we follow the night bus and nothing happens along the way. But you know, if you cannot just go where the VIP normally go through every day, Kaduna Abuja is the most the highly secured road that many VIPs do pass through that place. But every day there is kidnapping. So what are you saying?
Wow.
We are not saying people have not put their lives on the line. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Nigerian army are doing very well because you cannot claim somebody that is dying for doing nothing. He lost his life. So a lot of officers, men, soldiers have lost their lives. The police have lost their lives. We cannot say they are not doing anything, but as a whole, the security situation is getting out of hand.
All right.
It's getting out of hand. And let us make one thing clear. The elites, the political elites of this country from all the zones are trying to make things difficult for Nigerians.
Really?
If anybody, I had a caller yesterday that says he called from he grew up in Kano and he was deprived of studying engineering.
Yeah.
So because he's from another zone. It is not true. It is not true. You know why I said so?
Why? Because he said that was his experience.
Dangote made his fortune in the south. Arthur Eze, Chief Arthur Eze is an evil man. He made his fortune in the north. Brothers of Okorocha made his fortune in the north.
Yeah, I understand that, but
so, Graham Ahmed made his fortune in the south.
But you cannot undermine a person's reality. If a person says, yes. I went to school...
What do I say? What? No, I really appreciated what he said.
Yeah.
But he's using his practical or personal experience to generalize or underscore the entire unity of this country.
Oh,
it's not right.
Okay.
Because my principal, the school where I attended...
Yeah.
Was headed by an evil woman, Mrs. Ohabike, late Mrs. Ohabike. So, tell me, most of my teachers are Igbo and Yoruba. Most of the private schools have been operated in Maiduguri up till today with Boko Haram are operated by Igbos, are owned by Igbos. We have more schools run by Igbos than the Northerners in Borno State now, even with Boko Haram. So, tell me. So, but when the elites want to achieve anything, so they will pitch the masses from the south against the masses from the north, or they will pitch the masses from the north against the masses from the south. We all share common identity, common goal when it comes to economic activity. But when it comes to political activity, for our political interests, we try to divide ourselves. And this lies with our leaders. They are doing it deliberately.
It's deliberate. All right.
Oju Uzokaru studied in Maiduguri. So tell me, most of his friends are from Maiduguri. So, and my best friend is Kayode Agbana. One of my best friends is Ezekiel Edafe. We all studied in Maiduguri.
Wow.
Emmanuel Basi. Only the Igbo and Yoruba extract from South. And up till now, I am talking to you. Up till now, if you can come to Maiduguri, all the building material businesses were run by evil people.
So can I?
Up till now,
I would like to share an observation. I think because you have the privilege to be enlightened, your perspective, even in itself, is enlightened. We can't say that for a large number of people.
That is why I said the elites deliberately refuse to enlighten the public. They used to use sectionalism to divide us.
All right.
The masses that are living in Enugu or in Onitsha, and the masses that are living in Sabongari, in Kano, or in Kaduna, or in Maiduguri, they are unaware. But the masses enjoy the benefit of South and North. The elites, they enjoy it.
Wow.
So when Inande Kanu is playing to the gallery, asking the IPOP to ask for succession or to proclaim for Biafra, they are all done by the masses that are living down east. that have less privilege in the society, yeah. that have no access to education, that have no access to economic empowerment.
Okay.
Although, look, almost all the youth corpus that are coming to Maiduguri from the south,
yeah.
they hardly go back to their state. They remain.
Oh.
They remain. That is since from inception. But almost all, because they remain as teachers, school teachers, because most of our school teachers, whether government schools, hospitals, clinics, are run by Southeasterners and Southwesterners.
Okay.
You can go to any school in Maiduguri. You will find a lot of teachers from the Igbo extract. You will find a lot of teachers from the Yoruba extract.
Okay.
So tell me, how can you tell me that Nigeria is not a single nation? We are not, look, some people want to deliberately divide us for their own political gain.
Yeah, but the man who called yesterday wasn't a politician, and he just shared his own Nigerian experience. The same way you are sharing your own Nigerian experience.
Now he's saying he was deprived to study engineering. A lot of our people can't go to the south and get access to some of their amenities, some of their incentives that are made to their people. It is practically
is that accurate? Because we hardly even hear of those amenities.
It's not accurate. These are personal lapses. These are personal lapses.
Okay.
Somebody that is heading that place might be biased, might be selfish for whatever purpose. But
okay. It's not a thing. I mean, we don't. It's not prominent. You know what? It's not a prominent activity.
It doesn't define a particular language.
All right. Okay.
It doesn't define a particular tribe. Anybody can decide to be selfish, biased, or greedy.
Yeah.
Anybody can decide to become a bigot.
Okay.
So we cannot use one person's problem to identify or to define the entire race. Or community.
We agree with that, and that wasn't what happened yesterday.
There are lapses in this country.
Yeah, we agree.
There are lapses with us as a people.
Okay. So
we have sentiments. We have problems. But that should not be a rallying point for us to create division
amongst ourselves.
Country.
Thank you very much, Graymar. We appreciate your insight.
Really
Thank
nice
you.
Nice to have you.
Thank so you.
We really enjoy our programs down in Maiduguri. We always listen to you. You have a lot of fans here.
Wow, beautiful. My love to all of you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, look at how far we have gone, all the way from Lagos to Maiduguri. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, Ugochukwu. How are you from Aja? How are you doing?
I'm good, Joyce.
Welcome.
Yes. This is a great day to talk to Nigeria.
Okay, sure. Please, go ahead. Go ahead. Security better today than it was 2015, according to Lai Mohammed. Do you agree?
No, I do not agree. What? And none of Nigerians agreed to that.
I mean, somebody has agreed earlier, so I don't...
No. Oh. You see, we can't be deceiving ourselves. The problem we have in Nigeria is we don't tell ourselves the truth. You know the truth. I know the truth. You are working with media. You have to cover government. You have to protect one or two things. But if you don't... If you read every message every Nigerian sent, if you read every message every Nigerian sent to your station...
Yeah.
Somebody sent it, and somebody said something about something. You
yeah.
say the message, you can't read it. Why can't you read it?
Which
somebody
one was that? Which
it?
Message did I
name.
Say? Which message did I say I couldn't
there
read?
There are some messages you people might be reading.
Oh, yeah,
say,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no, no,
yeah,
no.
yeah, yeah.
But you have to say it the way it is. He's a Nigerian. He has address. You have his number. So if any issues will come up, but you choose the one to save.
No. Hold
like
on a second. Pardon me. See, you see, some people who contribute to the show, they allow sentiment override judgment. And sometimes I can just put it out there, particularly when
yeah.
someone can be a little bit more descriptive, they yeah. determine to say something like, oh, that man is a fool. I mean, there's a way you can even say a person is a fool without saying, oh, you're a fool. So
yeah,
I can't
yeah,
say
yeah.
that. And I have to manage the tension in the conversation so we don't have emotions flaring. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So it's
yes,
not like
yes.
I'm here
but,
trying to cover government.
The,
do you understand?
The problem we are having here in Nigeria is we don't say the truth. If we see anybody that is saying truth, people will say, why is he saying it? Why?
We don't. Okay, so what exactly
so
are you
now,
referring
this
to?
This country is not okay. You know, everybody know that this country is not okay. Our government is the problem we have. As a Nigerian, as a nation.
Yeah.
We don't have anything working all the companies that are supposed to provide jobs in this country are not in this country. We import motor, we import fuel, we import fuel that we have. Government flare gas. This government flare gas. And we buy gas at 4,000 naira. But they waste it. Are we in a country? Where are we protecting guns? We don't have security. And somebody will call and tell me that there are security from Abuja to Maiduguri, no Boko Haram, no banditry. And government keep on changing names from prison to the whole world called it prison, but they say regression center. And nothing changed about it. Mm-hmm. And Nigeria keep quiet. Everything happened to Nigeria, and Nigerians will keep quiet. Why? Okay. We have to change from our mentality.
Yeah.
Pastors are not saying the truth. They know that something is going wrong. You can't say it, and you're telling me you are praying to God.
Yeah.
How God wants everybody to suffer?
It would appear that you don't agree Nigerians with Lai Mohammed, and you even feel that he shouldn't have even necessarily
Lai
given...
Lai Mohammed, his name sounds what he said. So, you don't believe it. Everybody that see that name wants to tell you something that Lai Mohammed said. He said, but the name is Lai Mohammed. Are you expecting good things from Lai Mohammed?
It appears to be a sentiment. You just
none
have a bias towards.
None of the government officials said good thing about Nigerians. They want Nigerians dead. You can imagine this Aja Road. I'm close to VGC now.
Yeah.
Hold up, keep on there, being there every day and night since more than 8 years. And there's pothole, there's market there in Aja Road.
Yeah.
They're supposed to clear that road. They're okay. supposed to clear that road, make that road free. They're supposed to patch photo at Blanco. Since 8 years, that whole door has been there for years. Government don't want people to be free.
All right.
They want to be packaging Nigerians so that they will routine the money. We have fuel, we import fuel. How can we explain this in Nigeria, a country that I'm in? And
right.
somebody will say they want to separate from the country, he don't want to belong to this party, and people will find fault in it, and he have his own right to protect himself.
Right.
I am an Igbo man. I'm canvassing for Biafra. I'm saying it now. Everybody should hear it in Nigeria. I know more than 2 million people are listening to this program. Let's leave sentiment on this life, Nigeria. Let's live like a human being, which we are. What makes us human beings, Brit?
All
is
right.
Because you tell me, Ugo, this is Toyota Camry. I say yes. Any other person will come and tell me this is Toyota Camry. This government will tell us this is Toyota Camry. The next day they will tell us it's Hilux. People shoot. Shoot people at Lekki toll gate. Everybody had it. I've been there. I went to the protest. Shoot people there. Sorry for your time, but I want to make things clear. People are not saying about killing people. They shoot people. Nobody is saying about people they killed. What we are saying, they look palliative. Free gift. They look gift in the same Nigeria that I'm in.
Yeah.
Then,
all right.
Nobody is saying about people they kill. Government is killing Nigerians, and Nigerians need to wake up. They should tell us the day we're going to have a referendum.
Referendum.
That's what Nigeria is supposed to be talking. Not every day we bring Lai Mohammed, people will be laughing at it.
All right.
Some people will call and be laughing. Some people will call and be serious.
All right.
Because when somebody make comment, you know that if the person is laughing or is making a good comment.
All right.
Yes.
Thank
you. And we need to make this country great if we want. But if we don't want, let's divide it. Fulani is the only problem we're having in this country. That the leader, the...
You mean the herdsman?
Everywhere.
The herdsman.
The headsman,
yeah.
Fulani headsman.
Yeah.
Because no, why you don't need to differentiate it is because government protect them.
Yeah, but that's
Fulani
the thing. It's the headsman.
Fulani will keep people. You won't see them arrested.
It's the headsman.
They want to give Fulani, I don't know what they call them, 200 billion.
No, that's inaccurate. That was actually debunked. You see that?
Yeah.
So just take your time. Things get better once you gain some clarity, all right? Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
We have Mohammed here in transit. Hello, Mohammed. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Mohammed. Where you? Well, you're in transit. Are you calling from Lagos, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I was outskirt of Lagos.
Oh, okay.
First, before going deep into this argument,
It's a conversation, not an argument.
And no, that is just, okay, this discussion, all right.
Yeah.
You see, you should not allow any person to go under the guise of ethnicity or religion and speak hatred and irresponsible. It's an absurd. You understand? Those that are quoting Section 39 as a freedom of expression, there is a limitation for everything. They are conveniently forgetting Section 45. Section 45 of the Constitution says each and every right in the Constitution can be restricted in the interest of defense and public order and public safety.
Mm.
So if you have the right of thoughts or the right of whatsoever the Constitution gives you, then that your right should not affect the right of order,
okay.
Should not disturb the peace of order. Okay, let's talk about now the insecurity in Nigeria. Understand? So everybody is aware of what is happening in Nigeria from the southeast to the north, to the whole state that we have in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So for Lai Mohammed to come out and tell Nigerians that insecurity is safe in 2021 and 2050,
yeah,
it's a wrong idea. We can't believe it. We can't take it. You understand?
Wow.
Go to northeast. Go to Borno State, Yobe State, Adamawa, all these places have affected by terrorism. If you could remember, in 2019 or in 2020, if I could remember, Nigeria is the third most impacted by terrorism,
yeah,
according to Global Terrorism Index. So is these people aware of all these things that is coming from the international organization? They are not aware of it. If we have defeated Boko Haram, so now we have a banditry in the northwest. We have some of them in the north central, kidnapping. All these things is a threat to insecurity. So insecurity is not safe. It's worse and getting worse.
Wow.
Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
And this, we have to go into three things that cause this insecurity worse in Nigeria. You see, I'm not a politician. I don't go behind any political demagogue.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm supporting what the law say and what is right. Are you understanding my philosophy?
Yeah.
So there is this administration, you understand, there is a massive proliferation of arms and ammunition in between 7 to 8 West African countries that are impacted by terrorism. So our neighboring countries, Niger, Cameroon Republic, Mali, all these places, we have a massive proliferation. Arms is coming from those countries. That is why the Nigerian army found it very difficult to defeat the insurgents, the Boko Haram, and the so-called bandits. So all these borders, why do we have immigration, we have customs, we have all these armed forces and other paramilitary forces?
Yeah.
It's to quell any crisis in Nigeria. And we are receiving guns every day. Go to Nigerian Port Authority, you understand? They can import guns, ammunition, inside carton. They will tell you that this is a fish imported from Germany or from England or from America.
And don't you think immigration officers intercept that? It wouldn't go unnoticed, would it? The immigration officers would intercept the guns if, as you claim, they are being imported.
Yes.
So they're intercepted.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we have to remember that this is a country that we have. It's the only one Nigeria that we have. But we have a problem of leadership. That is the failure of leadership that we have. And if Nigeria is okay, so we are the ones that will come out and
you don't agree with, you know, the information minister Lai Mohammed that we're better off than we were 2015.
I don't agree. I came from Kaduna, you understand?
Yeah.
I am from northern Kaduna.
Yeah.
We witnessed what has happened in Kaduna, from southern Kaduna to northern Kaduna to central Kaduna. From Abuja, there was a day I embarked on train from Kaduna to Abuja. I met Wishe Wusani. Exactly, I'm other senior ranking military officers inside the same train going to Abuja. If the road or the way is safe, is secure, why they will leave their, pack their cars at home and come and embark train to Abuja?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you telling me? So all this is, so Nigeria, we have to move away from there. The truth is clear. Everybody is aware of what is happening in Nigeria. We cannot fold our hands and allow this administration. People who have been kidnapped, abducted, killed, jailed, massacred, and whatsoever you can address, you understand?
Yeah.
So we have to move away from there. Insecurity is worse and it's getting worse. If care is not taken, Nigeria is going to plunge into anarchy.
Yeah.
What is happening in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria, in Somalia, and so others, the
places.
Countries that are affected by terrorism.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you understanding my philosophy?
I really do.
Somebody to come out and tell you that insecurity is why this and that is an. I don't want to put their lies.
Thank you.
I don't want to go out of context, but I don't want to put their lies. But they are. They are telling less than half of the truth. This is not true.
It is.
Tell me. Anywhere you go, the whole Nigerian highways that connect from the southeast to the southwest to the north and whatsoever. Good.
Yeah.
Bandits.
Yeah.
Blocking the public houseway, collecting money, killing people.
Hello? Have I lost you? I might have lost you. I do apologize. I might have lost you. I do apologize. It's interesting to hear, particularly men calling from outside of Lagos, particularly northerners calling outside of Lagos, to give us firsthand accounts of the situation as it's playing out from their neck of the woods. And so when you compare, because that's really what the reality is. It's something that, that's what you hear in the news. Then there is what the reality actually is. And Nigerians hold that perspective firsthand. I do apologize. I think I might have lost my last caller. We're going to quickly go for a break. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993. Don't go anywhere. It is. Honestly, I must say that I do appreciate both the sensibility and the human judgment that has been exercised today on the show. And I think it's something worth contemplating, which is the state of the nation. And you couldn't necessarily speak of the state of anything if there was chaos. And then again, unfortunately for us, we're having to talk about the level of security. So we have been, I mean, I think Lai Mohammed pretty much has established that there is insecurity. But he is trying to say that in comparison to what it was in 2015, that Nigeria is in a better place. And we have made that something worth your contributions. We've put that out for you. I need to quickly just go to Twitter and find out what our friends on Twitter are saying. Boy Muffin is here. Hi, Boy Muffin. You say, hello, Joyce. Listening to the caller from Maiduguri, he's right. Deprivation of Nigerians into certain courses and high institutions is as a result of personal bias, which if it on a large scale can become institutional. Thank you very much. Adini here says, God bless Gama from Maiduguri for saying it exactly the way it is on the sunny side. All right. Weezy is here who says, God bless the caller from Maiduguri. You can't say we've gotten better because Boko Haram has reduced its activities. Are people still getting killed at will by unscrupulous elements? Yes. Stop insulting the graves of slain innocent Nigerians with semantics. Don't be angry. He says, I'm angry. Adeniji here says, Mr. Lai Mohammed is doing his job. His job is to tell the public something. Take it or leave it. This will not be the first and it will not be the last time. As long as he retains that position, he will continue to lie. Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993. We have Adeshina here who says, Joyce, please, what's the difference between insecurity, banditry, and terrorism? Realistically, Nigeria is worse now. It would appear quite a number if you do not agree with the position of Information Minister Lai Mohammed. Colin Sincere, who says Lai Mohammed has always told us lies or told Nigerian lies. We're not fools, and I think the federal government is delusional to disrespect. No, pardon me. The federal government is delusional in respect to security. Comparing 2015 to 2016 to date is an aberration. Insecurity is on the high like never before. All right. Thank you very much. Let me do one more and then quickly go to the telephone lines. Andrew is here. In terms of bomb blast, that have reduced. But now the whole country is seriously insecure. Even the First Lady is not in the Asher Rock because of security reasons. We can't travel freely from Ore to Benin. So Lai Mohammed should say something else. All right. Palumi is here. This sounds rhetorical. I have never, and I don't think that I've never, and I don't think that will ever cross my mind. And for Lai Mohammed, I never expected him to say any less or to say otherwise. He has to say what's expected of him to say. All right. Telephone lines then, 0700-993-993-993. We can have a few more callers on this particular topic. And then we go into talking about Nigerians who have shown interest in joining the Nigerian police force. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We have Rita here from Festac. Hello, Rita. We're happy to have you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, lady.
I'm happy I get through.
Happy you got through. Thank you very much. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, as for the conversation, I think like Mohammed is only doing his job.
Yeah.
Of course, what do you expect? I mean, do you want him to come on air and tell the whole world that the government is not doing well? It is obvious. You can't expect that from him. But the truth is everywhere. Even a two-year-old child can come out and tell you the truth because he or she is seeing the truth.
Yeah.
And until this country, you know, come out to tell us the truth, you know, we won't be better. We are not going anywhere, to be sincere.
Wow.
The other day, the report said that the economy, that Nigeria is no longer suffering.
Somebody
Meanwhile,
told you that?
We know the asset of the economy.
Sorry, please, where did you hear that? Who told you Nigeria wasn't suffering?
This one is not even somebody said I was watching it that earlier or lately last year. He also said so.
Who said so?
It's not something like Mohammed, the Minister of Information.
Really? Okay.
That's what I'm saying. He said Nigerians are not suffering. That our economy is improving, that we are improving. Meanwhile, we know the state of the economy of this country. A bank of rice is 30,000. He will still come out to tell us that the economy, the rice and everything is better now compared to 2015. Even we know that 2015 as then, the bank of rice is 7,000 to 8,000 compared to now, which is 30,000 to 40,000. I'm still waiting for him to come out and say it in some way.
No, you have no.
He's doing his job. He's doing his job.
All right, thank you.
But it's not just that the only thing that's telling me that we, the masses, that are suffering all his life. But God will still pay all of them.
All right. Thank you, lady, for calling. I appreciate it. Sociable is here. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You have to on the line.
Welcome. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I have only one question to ask.
Okay.
Before I drop the question, you see, everybody is calling from all corners of Nigeria and they are condemning what the information minister has said.
Yeah.
And which is true and which is right. It is because it affects, insecurity affects every corner of this country. But my question is this. If any issue that does not affect your side of the country, do you actually condemn it? I think people have made very fanciful statements today from Abuja, from
Maiduguri.
It was in this country that somebody set the tone. He said he will not give attention to people who gave him 5% votes. I didn't hear this condemnation. And at the same time, some group of young men gave ultimatum to Igbo people in the north that they should leave the north. I didn't hear this condemnation. So I think from today...
No, I actually think that... I think some northerners actually spoke up against that. Some northerners spoke up against the quit notice given to Nigerians. Actually, I would say that because we heard it.
Okay, so yeah. My point is this. Let us also be condemning what is bad when even it does not affect us. We are the beneficiary and we notice that other people are suffering from what is happening, we should as well condemn it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Feels like a town hall session here. Usman is on Twitter who says, I disagree with the information minister. Kaduna to Abuja by road is a no-go area. Nigerians are not mumu. The government is the government of propaganda. The whole north is not safe. Sam is here from Owe. Good afternoon. We're Nigeria Info.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Do you agree?
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
Was it not during this administration that there was shooting right even inside Aso Rock? Well, did you forget?
I have forgotten.
You can't forget. about two years ago, shooting. Can you imagine shooting inside Aso Rock itself? You remember?
No, okay, I don't then, remember.
Okay, maybe I will let you know later. Then, is it not the same people that, the same line moment that told us that the aeroplane, that the helicopter that our vice president was, because it was not repaired. There was no repair by the past government. And that aeroplane that yet was not owned by Nigeria. It was a rented aeroplane. And then you were saying that the past government did not repair yet. That is why the aeroplane crashed. We are used to all these lies. What I'm saying, because during this last year, Amoteku was formed. All the SATA government, SATA states are forming security outfit.
Mm-hmm.
If the nation is safer, why are they forming security outfit?
Okay.
Me, I don't know. Do you secure a place when the thing is already secured?
All right. So you don't agree. Thank you. Thank you very much. I have a Lumuiwa from Aja. Hello, Muiwa. We're happy to have you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I can never agree with Lai Muhammad.
So, hold on. Are you choosing not to agree because of your political sentiment? Is this more of you don't like the guy's face or you don't like his name?
Because I have eyes and I could see.
Okay.
I have air. I could hear what is going on around me.
Mm-hmm.
In America, what happened that we saw? What did Americans say? They said the domestic terrorist. Abi? But in our own, we see thief. We call it looter. We call it maladministrations. We call what name they are calling it again. Instead of them to say, this is thief, they give him another beautiful name. Now, let them call them criminals or what? Terrorists. They give them names. And I check most of video that I've watched. I never see this smell with any cow. I have watched them, many video. I know you might have seen many in the jungle, in the bush. I've never seen any cow. I've not seen it.
But they have cows with some of the videos I've seen. There are cows in them. What are you implying, though?
This is the point.
Yeah.
Those that are leading us, they have plans. We don't know their plans. But I know.
Like every government around the world, there's always a plan.
Okay. Nigeria government presently have plans. But what I know in conclusion is that no matter what, I, Olumuyiwa, I will be among the survivor. Good afternoon.
I'm not necessarily sure what the insinuation was aiming towards, but welcome to Nigeria Info. 99.3 exactly is where you are at. Hold on, I have a message here saying, Joyce, hold on a second. You say, Joyce, to be honest with you, it's surprising that Information Minister Lai Mohammed would say that, except he has no connection to reality. It's not even possible that that is something he said. Sorry, I lost you. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Well,
turn off your radio. Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
This is there from Apapa.
Thank you.
Joyce.
Yeah.
How can the kettle call the pot the pot black?
How can the kettle call the... whose pot. Kettle?
See, a pot is calling the kettle black, and both of them are on top of the fire. Insensible for someone to say security is good in Nigeria.
So you don't agree as well?
It's not me not agreeing. It's the situation playing a role in everything he says.
Okay.
Let me say something. Brian Mohammed just do his job because he's paid to do that. If you ask Brian Mohammed in his internal emotions, no one is around in the dark. Ask Brian Mohammed, what did you say? Are you sure? Yet from his intonation of his voice, you will know that he's just saying it due to the money he's collecting. He's not having the joy and the passion in him to say those kind of words.
You feel he doesn't believe what he is saying?
Yes, he just said to collect the money and enjoy his life.
Okay.
So for me, as I am now, it's not all about the insecurity. It's all about where are the law holders
who are those people that will make this law stand?
Mm.
It's not all about you are calling insecurity. The law is the one who determines the security of a country, not the human being in them.
So you feel the law is not being upheld?
Yes, it's not even being upheld in any bit.
All right.
The whole reason they are calling about is human. The bandit is human. And those women are guided by the law. Where is the law?
Where is
no the law? So if you can imagine, some people say, see, for me, if you ask me, the problem of Nigeria is that the leaders in Nigeria today, they did not have law. They did not have self-esteem. They did not have self-confidence. It just blow a breeze. It's just like a wind.
Okay.
Every one of us in this country, including myself, I believe one thing that is not all about tribe or religion or state. The first thing as a leader for Nigeria for him to do is to put out a vote. Do you want to change Nigeria? Yes or no? Let them of us vote. You will see most of us that is calling on this radio say, I don't want to change it though, because of personal reasons. You can only get there and say it does not affect where they change Nigeria. But when they change Nigeria, you yourself that is the money you are collecting is from the ones they are looted up there. It connects to you. That time you will know what you are saying. That
right.
I don't want to change Nigeria. I don't want.
But I think we can agree that most Nigerians want Nigerians to change. A larger number of Nigerians want a better Nigeria.
What they say, let them put it in vote. You will be shocked.
Okay, that's a different angle all by itself.
So he cannot basically only say it, but all inside his mind, did you know, his emotion, it's a lie. That one is just a Nigeria like this.
Okay.
That is how Nigeria is.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello, the Sunnyside. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, turn off your radio.
Okay, my radio is dead off.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Udoka.
Udoka.
Yeah, call it what that's like.
But you have to speak up for us, though. You said Udoka, I think.
Well, Udoka.
Yeah, speak closer to your mouthpiece. Would you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot better.
Yeah,
go ahead. Thank you. Yeah, this
can
is good.
You hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead real quick.
The Lama made the issue. No time why I don't like that man every one day. That man is a life from time.
So that's the thing. It would appear that you are more driven by the fact that you don't like him. You're prejudiced.
I didn't like the man even one day. I know the man is a liar.
Yeah, but if you don't like a person, you might not necessarily be patient enough to try to listen to what they're saying to see whether you might agree or disagree. You see that? Like, yeah, you understand it. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. You see, that was very easy, very cooperative. Hello, Ibrahim. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Afternoon, Mrs. Joyce.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much, Ibrahim. We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think Mr. Lai Mohammed is correct. Absolutely right. Because if you can think back, in 2015, Boko Haram mount their flag more than 10 local governments in the northeast. For now, no flag is being hung by Boko Haram. There's no suicide bombing. So the security situation has improved.
Okay.
Let those people who are willing continue willing.
Wait a second. That's not you being... Sorry, pardon me. You're not being sensitive to those who might have a genuine reason of complaint. When you say something like, let those who are wailing continue to wail, it doesn't show that you were a kind-hearted Nigerian. You're not considerate towards your brother.
I'm considerate.
I mean, then you cannot say if someone is crying over the death of his mother, then
I'm
he should keep crying.
I'm sorry for that statement.
Okay.
Sorry for that statement.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, we're with you. Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead.
I think the Buhari administration have tried very much in terms of security.
Are you calling from his office? Are you his son?
I'm not his son.
Okay.
I'm a fellow Nigerian like you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, but you agree that it's better?
Is
this as good as it should be?
It's better.
Is this good? What you've heard? The invasion of private property, the killing, the raping, the kidnapping, the extortion. Is this really what security is in your, by your definition?
Oh my God.
Can you hear me?
I'm not hearing you clearly.
What we have in Nigeria today, by your definition of security, national security, is this what we're supposed to have?
No.
You're not making
Hello?
You're not saying anything. You say no, this is not what we're supposed to have. Okay, you know what? I guess you can't hear me. Thank you very much for all that effort you put in. Wow. All right. I find it both interesting, but worse, I think I can sense it how some of these realities kind of touch very sensitive areas. But I want to say thank you for even managing the sensibility behind, you know, the topics, and just able to extract out of all that's happening inside of you, extract some logicality, and you are able to articulate what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And the hope is that we understand this. I think I'm even more concerned with understanding the problem, because we can't change it if we don't understand it. And hopefully by dialogue and conversation, we can see where the problems are, and we can learn from one person's opinion, juxtapose that against what we think we know, and see how we might be able to eliminate something unfounded, something incorrect, and hopefully we can attain a singular vision as a people, Hausa, Igbo, Yoruba, you know, everybody in the mix, and see where this Nigeria can go, because every man has to work this Nigeria out. Otherwise, we might as well just go to the embassies and get visas out. Otherwise, if we're not doing that, then we have to work Nigeria out. But I believe that the sensibility of it, the understanding the problem, is one way to do it. I'm going to speak to two more people, or three, and then we segue into something else. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, what's your name?
This is Amos. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Thank you very much, Amos.
Like my senator will say, those that live by propaganda will die. Propaganda.
Who's your governor, senator?
My senator. I mean, my senator. You know, I'm very big.
Okay.
Because I stand with the truth.
So, what's the truth in this regard? Security is better?
No.
Okay.
First of all, look who is Lai Mohammed. What is Lai Mohammed?
Do you know him personally?
I don't know him, and I want to take this issue personal.
It's a little difficult to take it personally if you don't know him personally.
Yes, I mean his reaction. I mean, I want to react personally.
Oh, sure. Please, go ahead.
Okay. Lai Mohammed is saying Nigeria is better now than then.
Yeah,
under who? General Muhammadu Buhari. Can you differentiate that name, General Muhammadu Buhari? In which way he's a general?
You're confusing me.
I'm not confusing you, Joyce. Just try to understand where the name come from, General Muhammadu Buhari. Okay, who is Lai Mohammed? Who is General Muhammadu Buhari? I think his principals know who is Lai Mohammed before giving him that position. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm honestly listening in hopes that I don't assume and just get the sense. I'm just get the logic of your comment.
Okay. And then Lai Mohammed will come on air and say Nigeria is better now. Yes, Nigeria is better now because of what he's thinking that is better by him. But to Nigeria, I think nothing is working in Nigeria.
Oh.
Because I will take his name personally, and I don't want to associate his name with what he's saying. But who is Lai Mohammed? What is Lai Mohammed?
But you don't know him personally. So when you say who he is, you couldn't quite speak on a more personal level because
Lai
you don't know
Mohammed.
Him.
Lai Mohammed. I mean, the meaning, Lai Mohammed.
I don't know what Lai means.
Oh, Lai. Oh, you don't know what Lai means, Joyce.
Are you trying to be deliberately cynical? Like, I don't want to assume. So are you one of those Nigerians who just feel because his name is Lai, the English version of it is what really applies?
I think if you say so, I'll follow it.
But I mean, you can't say if I say so. You spend the last 2 minutes trying to dance around a circle. You can't say if I say so. Is that really what you're trying to say?
I mean, Nigeria is worse now.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, well, that took two efforts. John from Lekki is on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you, John. We're happy to have you. Hello, John. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
From Ibeji, Lekki.
Yes, welcome, John. Go ahead.
Yeah. You see the government of Nigeria?
Are you pleased with the government?
No, not at all. And I will never be, you know that now. But you see, like the what the Lai Mohammed is doing now is very, very wonderful.
Yeah.
In the sense that I think he has been able to make the blind in Nigeria to be able to see without their eye being open. What he presents or throw to the Nigerians, make the blind can see it, that it is all lies. And another one, very surprising, the deaf can hear Lai Mohammed to know that he's telling lies. Is it not something that it's I don't know how to describe it, Joyce.
Is it that hard to describe?
It is very, very hard to describe that this government, with the way they present lies to the people every now and then, made the blind to see that they are telling lies, the deaf to hear that they are telling lies. And then tomorrow they will see come up and tell us another lie. You see, let me tell you something in conclusion, Joyce. These people have been able to devise a means that every week they will throw something at the Nigeria and then allow them to be dambling on it, deliberating on it, till that week is over, till the month is over, the year is over. Then another year, they come up with another one. Something annoyed me, Joyce, that Nigeria don't have money. I heard somebody say that Nigeria don't have money. But the guru in 99.3 said that the gold in Zamfara is more than what Ghana has, that they call Ghana Gold Coast. It's more than what South Africa have, that South Africa was recognized. But what we are having in Zamfara is more than that. And that one is not a natural resources. You understand? So, but it's only the fuel. They are saying 2030, the fuel, they will still be able to manage the economy of Nigeria. Let them keep telling lies.
Maybe the caller actually meant like physical cash, not necessarily, you know, money as gold, but physical cash.
If you say gold, won't you get the physical cash? Joyce, listen, Nigerian senators, they are not having money, but you check their allowances, they are sitting and they are standing, they are sneezing, all these allowances, put it together, you see how much is amounting to, and then they say they don't have money to buy plane for the Air Force, they don't have money to equip the police, they don't have money to do that, and the senators are smiling with this money, Ghana must go, and somebody is telling you that, and you're listening to him.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye, Joyce.
Thank you. Well, I think the beauty about this is that you can pretty much just air your agreement or dissatisfaction. Steve on Twitter says, I agree with Lai Mohammed that security is now better because that's why Bornu governor called for mercenaries to help Nigeria. That's why he complained that countries have refused to sell arms to Nigeria.